Jack and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Jack Jill Show. I'm Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting this week from sunny Southern California, where everyone seems to play the guitar in public. Have you noticed
that? That's exactly what happens.
It's really kind of funny.
It's just incredibly perceptive.
I was somewhere the other day, and I'm like, where? It was just the oddest space, and I'm like, I'm hearing a guitar. It was almost like in a parking lot, like a covered parking lot. I'm hearing a guitar, and I don't know
there's a guy
quite
down
where
the
it's
street,
coming from.
A guy down the street who plays guitar and sings. Oh. Not often.
Is it the one that sits on the wall?
No, like right down our street.
Oh.
And I'm like, this guy needs to go straight.
That guy.
To Hollywood.
Oh.
And I don't know who he is or I don't know what the story. I'm like, this is the greatest stuff I've ever heard ever.
Yeah. I know. He was at our birthday party. We don't see him very often. And I don't think that's his day gig. But yeah. Boy, is he good. It's just like a hobby. And the guy's good.
Then I saw a guy. This is a funny topic. So I saw this guy. At our storage, where we have a storage thing.
Yeah.
I think the guy lives there, but he's standing outside just shorts on. He's totally Southern California cut.
That's one way to afford living at the beach.
And he's killing it. He's just ripping the heck out of this guitar. He's killing it. I'm like, what? Everybody just exudes talent.
That's hilarious.
Town, except me.
Where do you live? You store it. You store at Redondo Beach. That's where I live.
That's how you get a girl. Hey, you want to go back to my storage unit?
I got one of those roll-up doors. Like that. No, those are cool. Those roll-up wall doors. I got one of those.
Come on back to the storage unit. I'll play you a little song.
Yeah.
Pour you a gallon of wine.
Exactly. Out of my little mini fridge that I plugged into the rewiring the light at the ceiling. Socket. There
Jill,
we go.
Crazy.
That's it. We know. And the other thing I've noticed too about the people that live here, and the guitars, where we lived, or anywhere when I've lived in other places, and you go to a bar, and they have live music, and there's like a guitar playing there. They're not always that good. You know, they're like, it's hit and miss. You know, I remember being with you in Scottsdale one time that we actually heard a guy that was really good.
Yeah.
And when we ran to our friend and said, who owns a bar. And like, you got to hire this guy, have him come in. And he did. He listened to us. It was really good. But that was a one-off. You don't find that very often. But here in Southern California, everyone's that good. Because they were probably a studio musician. They're retired now. Something, they just do it for fun.
It's but in the water.
Man, the talent here is up 10 notches. So it's really good.
Entertaining real estate investment. Most of the time.
And music or appreciation.
Today, Jill and I talk about why bigger deals require less money. Ironic, I know, but it's true. But before we get into that, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the jackjill.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Rob, this is another one of those awesome kind of the whole thread is shared here because it's pretty darn funny, the communication that goes on in our community. So it's more than just a question. That's what's cool about this. This is sharing with you how everybody's helping each other and we're having fun.
It's half rant, half question, half banter.
Exactly. Rob H. asks, hi, I still have not used a 2-page offer letter format provided in the training. I used a 1-page offer and that's it. Does one work better than the other? Anyone with experience have a feel for 1-page versus 2? Thanks.
Peter T. pipes in. I have had numerous people return the PA, the purchase agreement, in parentheses, page 2. So I can say that it does work. I had 3 letters come back yesterday, signed. One told me to fly kite, and apparently they signed that. So what? Another has 7 properties. I need to review the last one. And I bought and may make 5 figures. Okay, wait a second. So 3 letters come back. Another one has a list of 7 parcels that I need to review. And then the last one came back and I bought and I may buy it and make 5 figures. So it works.
Mm-hmm. Rob H. says, thanks, Peter. I just have a prejudice against reading. So I'm wondering
if people bother
with page 1. Maybe it doesn't matter either way. I kind of like that.
And Peter T. says, Jack says, that's me, you're looking for a situation, 1% response rate, and you can do very, very well, even if 99% are duds. I like this guy, Peter.
Mm-hmm.
That said, I get calls from people that don't want to buy people that do not want to mail, and I am okay with that.
Okay. Trevor shares, too much on my mind. Throw it out there and go. Do not waste brain space on minutia. I love it.
Trevor's been with us for a long time.
So yeah, so I think what Trevor's trying to say, which I agree with, don't overanalyze this, everybody. Get the mail out there. Like Peter says, you're looking for a situation and you're going to do just fine.
Let's have a serious moment. Mm-hmm. There's a few things that these mailers need to contain. Number one, they need to contain an offer price. Number two, they need to contain a deadline. So there are two deadlines, really. One deadline is, we need to close the deal by Thursday. And then at the very end, you say, I'm going to keep this offer valid for 2 months, let's say. They need to have a place to sign something and send it back. If not for any other reason, it solidifies in the seller's mind that they've signed something and that they're going to do the deal. Believe me, when I say this, we didn't just guess at this. This has been 20 years that I've been doing this. And I've made constant improvements to this, almost 20 years. It's like 18, I think.
No, it's been 19. That. I'm doing the math. It's been a little...
So it has to contain that stuff. Now, mm-hmm. if you put it on two pages, does it matter? Or one page? I don't know how you'd put it all on one page, unless you just sent the purchase agreement without explaining yourself, and that seems silly to me.
That's what I think he was talking about, because he said, I don't like reading all this stuff, and who reads page one? Because our page one, that's what I thought. I like page one. Page one tells who you are, why they're getting the letter.
It explains, look, this is a business we're in. We're really credible. Go take a look on the internet. We're not horse. This is not a fly-by-night thing. We really do want to pay you $13,000 for
your
property.
This is my business. Go look us up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what I wouldn't do, I'll tell you, and this is the end of the serious moment. I would not front and back it.
No, that just seems
that's
cheap.
That's a total turnoff, cheap thing. Yeah.
I agree.
I think sending a business letter in an number 10 envelope with a window in it, that's professional and respectful, is how you do this. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't send a yellow letter that's got fake scribbles on it. So people are smart. They see right through that.
You know, and that's, you know what? This is part of... There's a common thing that has come up among all of our members, including our really, really, really successful ones, like their name might start with an L. And they have said...
Oh, Lucy.
Yeah. And no,
Lucy
but,
Smith.
No, actually, Luke shared on this show one time. We had him... We've had him a couple times, but one of the podcasts that we did with Luke in particular... He shared that he had to get out of his own head. He had to say, you know, I'm going to trust the program. I'm going to do what they say. I'm going to do this. I'm going to send these. And then, by golly, it works. But in his mind, there's some things that, like, I think where you're at, Rob, and I totally get that. Just because it doesn't sing to you doesn't mean it's going to sing to everybody else. And we all have to... get past that, if you will.
Anytime you start something new, your body and your mind and your psyche is going to say, wait a minute.
Right.
This, we've been doing it this way for 35, 45, 55 years.
Right.
What are you doing to me? Why are you making me get way out of this comfort zone now? Imagine quitting smoking, right? It's like you stop smoking, your body's like, whoa, stop it, man. Right. This is ridiculous. We've been doing this for 15 years. I'm not going to put up with it. I'm going to
make you sick. Yeah.
So when you start a new thing, and it's counterintuitive, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it might make more sense to you to send a postcard out. Well, I'm telling you, it doesn't work.
Yep.
If it did work, I have nothing to gain or lose from this.
Right.
If it did work, we'd
all be doing those.
Out, it works, and it's cheaper, faster, better, and has a better response, we would be sitting here telling you to do that. If one page worked better than two, believe me, I have sent out a ton of one page offers. Mm-hmm. So Trevor's right. You really, there's some stuff that you should not question about how we do this. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of stuff that you should, but the format of this letter and the contents, which are on Offers to Owners for free, by the way, mm-hmm. offerstoowners.com, that's a plug.
Mm-hmm. Under forms. Menu item.
You should question yourself about why you're listening to the listening to this show in a serial manner. I would question that.
All right. I have something to share. Jack, I just realized that Jack thinks that the way I talk is Tourette's.
Mail it!
Yeah. So if you think I speak like I have Tourette's, I apologize.
It's not like Tourette's. It's more like a reading at a wedding. Like a reading. Like
you just think I throw up words. Thanks, Jack.
Mailer.
Thanks for your
two-page mailer.
Confidence. Here she goes again. Oh, thank you, Jack. Oh man.
You're right. I do think it's a Tourette's situation.
I know that. You just didn't word it that way. And I'm cutting to the chase and helping you. So go right ahead. I can take it.
If you have a question or you'd like to hear the answer to that question on this show, post it on the JackJill.com community. Today's topic, why bigger deals require less money. This is the meat of the show. You know, Jill in the past is famous for saying, a larger airplane is way easier to fly.
Oh, yes.
Than a small little airplane. Why is that, Jill? Because I'm sure the answer is why bigger deals are it's the same thing, right?
Yeah, it's true.
Airplanes.
Now it's going to be Tourette's Jack all day. This is what's going to happen. Oh, goodness. This is going to be great. Boy. All right. So it's very true. Yeah, bigger airplanes are much easier to fly than small airplanes. They have all the instruments. They have all the GPS. You type in where you're going, you know, not verbatim, you know what I'm saying? It's just so much of it's automated now. Coming in for landing is automated on the big airplanes. I sat with my dad when he retired. I got to be in the MD-11 simulator. We haven't shared this. I can honestly say I have landed an MD-11 at San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And wow. Seriously, it was really cool coming in because you come in right over the water. And it was like took every ounce of energy I had to basically hit the brake. You got to push hard on the brakes, man, mm-hmm. when you're coming on an MD-11 coming in. And it was really, really cool. So I can say
that. Are there pedals on the floor like
a
car?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wow. When you're coming into landing, that's exactly what that is. It was like every, you know, anyway. But I was watching my dad. He was doing the simulator first. And I'm like, so what do you do? And I'm sitting back watching him. And there's not a whole lot. So at the, but he was, when you're coming into land on the MD-11, there's a account that says there's a computer that's telling you how close you are to the ground, and it's a woman's voice, interestingly enough, and it's 40 feet, 30 feet, 20 feet, 10 feet. That's really how it goes in the cockpit. I'm not kidding. And so I remember he's like, and he would say, watch this, and it was like at 30 feet or something, he just pull back a little teeny bit, just a little half inch. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's what you do.
That's a perfect analogy for what we're talking about.
Is that okay? Thank you. But so, yeah. So that was what my dad would do. So then I take that, fast forward, I'm learning to fly. And it's a whole lot more work. You know, you're a one-man show. I'm doing the whole walk around. I'm doing the whole checklist. And then when you're up there, I mean, there's a lot to it. It doesn't just level itself. I mean, it takes a lot of skill, a lot of time, a lot of patience, you know, to learn to fly a single-engine plane. And so that, thank you, Jack. So that's my thing. The MD-11 versus a Cessna 150.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think if you picture these two planes taking off and then having their flight and then landing, here's some consistencies between the two. And if you then imagine them as real estate deals, one's a $1,000 real estate deal that you're going to sell for $5,000, and one's a $1.2 million movie star ranch that you're going to sell for $4.1 million. These two planes take off. They're both subject to the exact same environment, same regulations, the same air traffic controller, the same wind conditions, the same weather, and the same everything. But because one of them is so much heavier, and really so much more engineering, I'm going to argue engineering has gone into the one that's carrying people around the planet. Mm-hmm. It's probably just designed better, made better, and everybody's just generally more interested in it. And that's really true with larger real estate deals. You know, everybody, there's not a lot of money guys that are sitting around saying, you know what, I really need to place $5,000 today. There's a a world full of money guys sitting around saying, I need to place $1.2 million a day today, especially if I'm going to make $500,000 back in 30 days. A larger real estate deal is way easier and requires way less money, in fact, usually zero, than a smaller one. The reason that we teach these smaller real estate deals is so you learn. So I don't know how it works in flight school with pilots, but do you start off on a single engine Piper?
You start off small, unless you're military.
And then you're up to it. What is it now?
Yeah, you start off and you work your way up. But see, that's a civilian way, and that's what I've always. So that's the way he started, and that's the way I got in, was a civilian way.
So I'm not recommending by any stretch that you start off flying a 747 or doing a huge real estate deal first. But I am saying, work your way up. And the speeds, there are people in our group that they go from 110, 100, and then to really large deals
quickly.
And they, for whatever reason, they had that, like we said yesterday, they had that conversation with themselves that's why they're here.
Right.
And they do it with intent. They know that first real estate deal that they're doing is just a little one.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people in our group that just do $5,000 deals, and that's all they do.
And they're happy with that.
Yeah, I mean, they get a ton of them.
Whatever your threshold is, your comfort level, what time you want to put into it, maybe you don't have a lot of time. I think some of our people work their way up to these big, big deals because they just want to do a couple a year and just sit back and just let them.
Here's another thing to consider when you're sending mail out to people who own real estate. Which letter would you rather get over your coffee while you're opening the mail? Mr. Smith, I'd like to buy your property for $12,000 and I can close tomorrow or next week. It seems like you're not using it at all and it's in a different state. Or would you like to get this letter? Mr. Smith, I would love to buy your house for $1.3 million. I know it's probably worth $1.5. Hey, but you don't have to worry about anything. Wouldn't you like a $1.3 million check next week? Which letter would you like?
I'd like the latter.
Me too. So, and I'm half joking around, but I'm half serious here. Larger deals are way easier if you know what you're talking about and you have the confidence and some experience and a little bit of gray hair helps, like me. They're a lot easier. Everybody wants to get involved. So, if I were you, use the smaller deals for practice to understand deeding and most of the stuff that any given commercial real estate person does not know about in any way, I've learned recently. Practice and then set your sights high. Go ahead.
This ties in to the thread for the question that we were talking about, because I have sat in with other investors and it's interesting that people don't really, people don't believe that this can happen on a larger asset. They don't understand that. Yes, I really think that there's a lot of people out there that don't realize you can send out this kind of an offer letter on a $2.3 million apartment unit that you can't use direct mail to source those deals, which we all know
that's
you
how
can.
Started.
I know.
I started this whole company buying long-term care facilities, sending out offers for $4, $5, $10 million.
Right? And I still think that there's a large number, a community out there, a lot of people that don't believe that this can happen, that direct mail can happen in any product type, regardless of the amount.
So you're a salesperson. What would you say to somebody that says, you know what, I bought 1,400 properties?
That's exactly what I say.
What do you say?
That's pretty much what I, so I pretty much follow up with, well, but what do I know? We only close this many transactions. And then they kind of go, wait a minute, now I want to, when you have that credibility, you have to have some credibility to back it up. And when I can provide that credibility, then I have people's attention. But they still, it's so hard
I know.
To get it out of their head.
It's a smoking analogy.
It's really weird. They can't grasp it, you know? And I feel so bad. This is really interesting. This is one thing that I struggle with. I feel like I'm trying to save everybody. You know, we don't need to be driving around for, you know, finding these stupid things and doing it the hard way. And I keep trying to tell people, you know, the other online communities that are not ours, I keep saying, you guys, there's an easier way. And they don't, no one wants to listen. They just don't simply believe us.
I had a conversation with somebody 20-something recently. And we were talking about, he asked me some questions. It was in a social environment outside of work. And he asked me what I did. And I said, you know, we send a lot of blind offers to people in real estate in the mail. Mm-hmm. And he got this little smirk on his face, like, you know, a cocky 22-year-old would get. And he said, that doesn't seem very modern.
Huh?
You know, so you send it in the mail. like, why wouldn't you just send them an email or a text? And I said, oh, how many real estate deals have you done?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to that. We should do a whole show on that, because there's technology that's technology appropriate and there's not. If I got a text message that said, I want to, hey, Jack, I'll buy your house for $2.2 million, I would laugh.
Right.
If I got a letter that was professionally done with a purchase agreement on the back, and then I looked up on a website and said, oh, yeah, this company really does do this stuff, and here's all the deals they've done, I would say, you know what? No, I'm going to take it seriously.
It's true.
So, yes, I do have probably too much gray hair, but I know that from experience, no one's going to take the stuff seriously unless you present it properly.
You have just the right amount of gray hair, Jack.
That's nice of you, Jill.
Thank you.
Is this coming from a person who we really don't know her real hair color?
No, and you never will. You never will.
Do you know your real hair color?
No, I actually don't.
How does that feel?
It's awesome. Why do you ask?
That's a position of control. Like, you can make your hair color any
color. I can be blonde tomorrow. I have done that.
Do you ever get your hair done and come out of it and say, wow, that's not what I expected?
Not in a long time. But it has happened.
You get the right person now?
Yeah. I do.
I'm boring. I know exactly what color my hair is, and I have no control over it.
Well, you've done it again. I'm going to take over here. You've wasted another 30 minutes listening to the Jack Jill Show.
Join us tomorrow, where we discuss the imperative market research before sending out your mailer.
And answer your question. Should you have one? Ooh, that's just your cue. Post it on jackjill.com.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Oh, Jill, it was the first week of the Jack Jill new format.
I like it.
I do too.
I think this is going to work out great, because we're still talking about what comes natural to us.
We're getting a huge response so far, by the way.
Oh, good.
Really, our numbers are really strong.
Good.
And so,
you know what? I was just thinking about, I put something on social media the other day about one of our members that said, oh my gosh, she's like living and breathing and sleeping and dreaming about land. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was really cute. And I love that. And because that's the best feeling on the planet. That's how I walk around too. And I know you do too. When we're out somewhere on a trip or, you know, you're just looking at real estate driving down the street. You can't help it. No matter where we're going, you're looking
at
it.
That's just who I am.
I know, but it's a good thing.
I know.
So I was just sharing that about that. So the new show is still going to always circle back around to who we are.
Yeah.
And we're all property and real estate and gosh, buying it right and making some money. And I look at when I buy and sell property and I sell it to somebody else for way less value, that I'm doing a service to them too.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel great. As a wholesaler, I'm giving them a great asset for a lot less than what they could spend.
That's why we're here.
Thank you.
That and try to make each other laugh.
That too.
Plus, we don't have to talk to each other as much when we're not with microphones.
This is great. I love it. Hey, so share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening. And while you're at it, rate us there.
We are Jack and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.